Transcribed from Tom Brenneman's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard, Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast at Hollywood. Friends, I'm very pleased to learn from Red Conn that our little program has again been selected as one of the best daytime programs on the air by Motion with Fame magazine. And here is the man who so modestly, and at the point of a gun, insisted I make that announcement, Tom Brenneman!
Are you? Good morning, ladies. You understand why. I'll get around to that in a minute. Good morning to you out there along the party line. Thanks, Johnny. My appreciation to Motion Picture Daily and Fame Magazine. We'd like to hear that. You knew very well that gun wasn't loaded. Or was it? Anyway, we're loaded for bear around here this morning. We really have a doctor's force. We have folks from all over the nation, and we also have a very prominent group with us this morning. I'm going to introduce in a moment. But right now, as we open our Ivory Flakes portion of the broadcast, we'd kind of like to visit. I think maybe we'll start with you. Who are you?
Miss Lombard.
Was it?
Lombard.
Miss Lombard.
Yes.
What's your first name?
Rosa.
Huh?
Rosa Lombard.
Rosa Lombard. Where are you from, Rosa?
Portland, Oregon.
It's what?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, from Portland, Oregon. Yeah. You know Tommy Luke up there by any chance?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Yes.
He's quite a character. If you'll say hello to me, then when you get back. It rains all the time in Portland, though. Who are you?
I'm a Zigri from. I'm here in Los Angeles now, but I come from Henry,
well,
Minnesota.
Well, you better than that, huh?
I come from Hendricks, Minnesota.
Hendricks, Minnesota. And what's your name?
Emma Diggory.
Emma Diggory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And you are?
Cleveland, Ohio. Ida Margolin.
Huh?
Ida Margolin.
Margolin.
Cleveland, Ohio. Yes,
well, there's some fanciful names around here this morning. And you are?
Miss Lydia Wilson from Welch, Oklahoma.
Well, hello, Lydia. How long have you been in Los Angeles?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Enjoying your stay?
Sure. My daughters are making my stay pleasant.
Oh, that's swell. How many children do you have, Lydia?
5 living and 1 dead.
Oh.
I have a boy in the Air Corps, and he's in Puerto Rico.
He's down in Puerto Rico.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, by chance, he may be hearing us.
Well, I hope
our broadcast goes to South America.
He
did
does.
You know that?
No, sir.
It's a little delayed, but it gets down there eventually. Well, it's true. I'm so happy that she got over to see us. And who are you?
Mrs. Gordon T. Henry of Burbank, formerly of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's good. Hi, Pop.
Lachlan W. Murray, Fairhaven, Massachusetts.
From Fairhaven, Massachusetts.
Yes, sir.
Is that close to Boston by any chance?
About 56 miles south.
Uh-huh. You're spending the winter in California?
Oh, I'm trying to vacation with my niece and her husband, Dr. Deming, here.
Well, that's good.
Sure.
And this is Mrs. Doctor?
Yes, that's Mrs. Doctor.
Your first name, please.
Flora, good Scotch name.
Flora, uh-huh. And your doctor?
Edward Deming.
From?
Los Angeles.
How long have you been practicing, Doctor?
21 years.
Uh-huh. Are you an M.D. or D.D.S. or
what? Yes. Yes.
M.D.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't look very good. I mean, he looks a little on the dark side. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Leo Weeks from Anaheim, California.
Hello, Miss Weeks. Are you ambitious, Miss Weeks?
Not very.
Not very. Well, would you rather be a nobody or a woman who? A woman who, of course. Well, it's very easy and satisfying to be a woman who. Yes. A woman who uses ivory flakes for washing both her nice clothes and her dishes. She's a woman who's fussy about the appearance of her hands and likes them to be soft and smooth and glamorous. So the least she can do is give them the same chance she gives the delicate doodad she wears, which she washes with ivory flakes. Ivory flakes, a soap which was especially created to give the best of care to delicate washables. Be just as thoughtful of your hands as you are of your hankies and stuff. Well, you should be. When you switch from washing undies to washing dishes, it doesn't make sense to switch from gentle ivory flakes to a harsh soap that's hard on your hands, does it? The same rich cleansing suds which bubble up instantaneously in the wash bowl will do the same in the dishpan, and they'll do the same efficient cleansing job. Ivory flakes are the flake form of famous, pure, mild ivory soap which housewives have depended on for generations. So if your ambition is to have nice hands, hands you're not ashamed of, use the soap that'll make you want to sing its praises every time you approach the sink. Like this, for instance. When the dishes are there, guard your hands, give them ivory flake care. That's an old edition of Ramona. One of these days we're going to have enough complaints and Procter & Gamble are going to make me stop saying that. We're going for a hat now. We've got a hat up here and a little lady. Who are you, please?
Mrs. Purvis from Seattle, Washington.
Your first name, Purvis?
Daisy Purvis.
Daisy, did you bring that from Seattle?
Yes, sir, I did.
Uh-huh. She's got it. Let me see this, Miss Purvis, if you will, please.
You want to take it off?
Huh?
Shall
yes,
I?
Yes, you may take it off. You look very uncomfortable with it on.
Not at all.
It's quite heavy. What is this, wicker? A wicker affair?
It's a bed spring.
By golly, it is a bed spring. Look at that. A little basket and has these artificial roses. Now, she went to a lot of trouble to make a hat like that. Did you bring this for me, Miss Purvis? Did you? We'll put it in our collection. Is it all right with you? Huh? All right. I'll try it on, too. Well, a bed spring can give you trouble, boy. Now, that was strictly a gag hat. Put that away, Johnny.
There's one back there I think you ought to take a look at.
There's a...
Huh? A black one with a long feather that's straight up with a...
Well, we just had a long one, Johnny. Let's get the doctor's wife here. There's a little flat number.
Wait.
Let's have yours, will you, please? Now, you see... Look, fellas. Obviously, this one was a gag, but this lady, the doctor's wife, thinks she looks so chic and cute, and she came in like this, and there she is. You buy it. Who are you?
Bob Burrell.
Huh?
Bob Burrell with Jeannie Chamber.
And what is your name?
Wes Saylor.
Wes Saylor.
The junior chamber.
Yeah. We have a bunch of boys here. How many? About 75, I believe. Isn't that right? From the Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
The boys have their breakfast about every week, isn't
that's
that right?
Right?
So they came and had breakfast with us today.
That's right.
We appreciate it. You've been kind of gabby ever since you came. You step up here, will you, Bob? Yeah, he's been talking here a little bit. Now, let's try a hat on Bobby. Bobby.
Oh, no, that's just Wes.
Russ?
Wes.
Wes. All right,
that's
Wes.
A beautiful creation.
It's a small, long, little kitchen, too. Who is the spokesman for your group here? You? And would you introduce yourself, please?
John Grant.
Stand up, Johnny. John Grant.
Uh-huh.
What is your capacity with the...
I'm chairman of the Breakfast Club, Tom.
Oh, I see. And you do meet once a week, is that right?
We do.
How many? What's your usual attendance? You have...
Oh, from 60 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little scroll here I'd like to give you, if I could, Tom.
Well, sure. It'll be a pleasure.
That reads from the Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce Breakfast Club, hereby duly appoints Tom Brenneman, the first honorary chairman and lifetime member of the Los Angeles Junior Chamber Breakfast Club, and signed by chairman, the quizmaster, and the secretary.
Well, I appreciate that very much, fellas. I really do. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very nice stroll, too. Well, how many joints will this get me into?
I know one that'll get you into the Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament on the 4th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of January.
Sponsored by the Junior Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, yes.
I knew you guys came over here to plug something. I see Willie Hunter sitting down here. Let's go over and meet some of these boys. Willie Hunter, I've known for many years. Hi, Willie. How are you? It's good to see you.
How are you, Tom?
And, Willie, where are you now? You're still out to the...
I'm out at the greatest club in the West, Riviera Country Club.
Yeah, Tom. Willie's quite a golfer in his own right, and you are?
Mel Gorshow.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, tournament chairman of the L.A. Open.
That's good.
Joe Novak from the Bel Air Country Club, secretary of the National Professional Golfers Association.
Well, that about covers everything there.
Bob Host of the American Bowling Congress.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Jack Davis.
What are you doing here with all the
Jack Davis with the National Badminton Championships, which is also sponsored by the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Mr. Sports, what do you have here, Willie?
Why, Tom, Los Angeles Junior Chamber appreciate what you're doing for them, trying to help them along with this great tournament they're going to hold, the Los Angeles Open. And they
What's
know
the date?
The 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of January.
And it'll be played where?
At Riviera Country Club, the greatest club in the West.
Well, you've said.
But, Tom, there's a very nice little putter here, which the Junior Chamber wished to present to you,
what
with a beautiful inscription on it.
What does it read, Willie?
Well, I have
I'm
to
afraid
get my
to ask. Here, have one on me.
It says to Tom Brenneman from the Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce Breakfast Club, in honor of Los Angeles Open 1947.
That's the Riviera Country Club.
The greatest club in the West.
The greatest club in the West, yeah. Thank you, Willie, and I do appreciate that. It's a lovely putter. Look at there. Willie, I want you to thank the boys who made this possible. And I don't know whether it's going to improve my... Do you have any balls with eyes in them?
Yes, we have those at Riviera Country Club.
Well, that's about the only way I can get them into the cup. My golf game is gone. How are you shooting these days, Bill?
Worse.
Worse?
Mm-hmm.
What is your game?
Oh, about 70.
Oh, no, you're doing better than that.
Well, about 76 sometimes.
Well, the Riviera Country Club's a tough club. I happen to know that.
Oh, yes?
Uh-huh. But it's a good club.
What do you shoot there, Tom?
Huh?
What do you shoot there?
What do I shoot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have very much time on the air, Bill. Let's welcome the Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce, the Washington Breakfast Show. Thank you, boys. Scotty, you didn't shave this morning, either. Up a little early, huh? He's a great character. And here, John, would you take this, too? I really, fellas, I'll honor that. I'll appreciate it, and it'll be framed and put right out in front of the restaurant. The putter goes with me. Well, I guess we better award our wishing ring now. You are?
Lillian Ingalls.
All right, you draw a number out of the basket. Who are you, please? What is your name?
Mrs. Johnston from Long Beach, California.
Give your first name, honey. It'll help a little. Alma M. All right. This will win our wishing ring. It's 8287. Say, Willie, here's a little something you might take to your... It's a lovely swank slip. I'm going to give this to Willie Hunter. Doesn't fit your wife. You can give it to anybody you happen to know out there. No, you'll never get into it. Hello, who are you?
Bird Tidrick from North Hollywood.
Hello, Miss Tidrick.
Are you?
You live in North Hollywood long?
Oh, for a long time.
Well, long. Well, how long, for instance?
Well,
are you native?
Almost.
Are you? Uh-huh. Well, how long have you been out there?
Now, that would be telling.
Oh, what is it? No. Well, it doesn't make any difference, particularly. You won our wishing ring, Miss Tidrick.
Thank you.
Did you give it to me? I think you did. I'm so excited here this morning. There it is, Miss Tidrick.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm, isn't it so? Mm-hmm. You've heard the program, haven't you?
Maybe every day.
All right, now we'll put it on your pinky finger, shall we?
I got big.
Yeah, that's all right. There it is. Now then, now you make a wish.
Well, I don't know. I wish my boy would be transferred to the Pacific Coast.
Oh, your boy's in service?
Uh-huh.
And he's on the Atlantic Coast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long has he been in service?
Oh, a year.
Uh-huh. You like to have him out here?
Sure.
What branch of service is he in?
Navy.
In the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope your wish comes true. I know you're very anxious to see him. He'd be nice if he got home for Christmas, wouldn't it?
Well, he won't come.
He won't?
This year.
Well, I hope he does.
Okay.
You're welcome. She's a little nervous, I think. Just a little bit. Well, that will about conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Eye of Reflakes. Also sponsored by the Riviera Country Club, the finest club in the West. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan, makers of Kellogg's All Brand. Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. Pardon me. This morning, the good neighbor letter comes from Waco, Texas. Says, Dear Tom Brenneman, for her kindness to our family, which we have never seen before, I believe that Mrs. Richard M. Goss, a registered nurse whose address is Knoxville, Tennessee, should be given a good neighbor orchid. This is a very unusual letter, incidentally. Last summer, my father and mother turned their car over near Knoxville, Tennessee, and my mother was seriously injured. She was carried to the general hospital in Knoxville, and Dad notified us what had happened. Mother and Dad were total strangers in that town, and there are five of us children living in Texas, and we went to Knoxville, leaving here the same day we were notified of the accident. A lady came to the hospital to visit a friend of hers who was in the same ward as Mother, and when she saw my father, she inquired about where he was staying and so forth. She found that Dad had not left Mother more than just long enough to eat sometimes, so she offered him her home and assistance. In the conversation, she learned that we were on our way there. And she opened her home to all five of us, and one of the girls had a 16-month-old child. We were there more than 2 weeks, and she would not accept one penny for anything. And I think she deserves an orchid for being such a good, good neighbor. Very sincerely yours, Mrs. J.W. Graham, Route 1, Box 41B, Waco, Texas. Well, we do, too. We're in accord with that. And so this morning, our orchid goes back to Knoxville, Tennessee. Mrs. Richard M. Goss of 1208 Lutterell has been made our good, good neighbor of the day. Hello, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel good today.
Well, you look good. You're a little late.
Yes, I was sitting back here listening to you give the boys a going over. Talking to a lady back there, this ladies program, you know.
What went on?
Well, I don't know. I guess that lady must be in love with me. Just a couple of minutes ago, she said she liked me, so I gave her my autograph.
Lucky her.
Yeah. Then she said she liked to kiss me, so I gave her a little peck on the cheek.
Not stuff, huh?
Yeah, then she said she'd like to run her fingers through my hair, so I give her the key to my house.
The key to your house?
Yeah, my hair's hanging on the bedpost at home.
A lot of you fellas are laughing. It shouldn't be. The moths will be getting in that hair of your two pair of yours, Corny, if you're not careful.
Well, I'm not worried.
You're not?
No. Cousin Chester just gave me a bottle of stuff, and he said the stuff's so good it'll grow hair in a billiard ball.
Grow hair in a billiard ball? Have you been using the stuff?
Of course not. I don't want to get dandruff all over the pool table.
You got a little... Oh, isn't that awful? You have a little joke for us this morning, Corny?
Eh?
I say... Do you have a little joke for us this morning?
Yeah, speaking of toupees and such, did you know that you're getting to be known as the shampoo kid?
The shampoo kid, huh? Because I'm so clean and refreshing?
No, because you're getting in people's hair.
Well, according to our orchid this morning, goes back to Knoxville. Mrs. Richard M. Goss, you'll see that it gets an Air Express and on its way, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Carney. Have you noticed when folks are in trouble, they'll try anything that may help? That was how Kellogg's All Brand got started more than 25 years ago. Folks tried this delicious breakfast cereal and found it helpful, and they told other folks. And year after year, Kellogg's All Brand made new friends, until now countless thousands included in their breakfast morning after morning. For besides being a fresh, toasty cereal, Kellogg's All Brand gives you other benefits, such as these.
Thousands of folks who suffered from irregularity due to lack of bulk have found relief simply by eating Kellogg's All Bran every day and drinking plenty of water. Their praises have helped make Kellogg's All Bran the world's most famous regulating cereal. Now, if you or your family haven't been getting enough bulk in your diet to keep regular, just give this natural laxative food a 10-day trial. Either you agree it's beneficial, or you get back twice the price you paid for your package. And that guarantee is backed up by the Kellogg Company of Battle Creek and Omaha.
And what's more, by adding Kellogg's All Brand to your daily diet, you'll be getting yourself mighty good nourishment. For coming from the outer layers of wheat, All Brand is rich in whole grain protective food elements you need. That sparkling white package of Kellogg's All Brand, folks, that name Kellogg's, is your guarantee of nearly half a century of experience with cereals. Remember, no other cereal is exactly like Kellogg's All Bran. All Bran and only All Bran is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. Today at your grocer's, get a package of Kellogg's All Bran. Ask for it by name. Kellogg's All Bran is made by the makers of Kellogg's Pep. When we finish with the air today, along will come Kellogg's Home Edition, in which the Cornet Storyteller unfolds a strange tale of nature. Be sure to listen for it, won't you? And now it's orchid time. Now we're going to award our lovely Armroy orchid to our eldest guest. The little lady with the hat, how old are you? 69. Oh, you're not near old. How old is the little lady here? How? 94. Will that win? What did you say you were from? What Congress? The bowling Congress? Or you had to do with badminton? Badminton. I see the lady also is connected with you somewhere along the line. You have, what do you have on top of your head here?
Well.
They're badminton.
Yes. They're not very bad, though.
Well, come on. What was your name now?
Mrs. Mary Fife.
Fife? Haven't we met before, Miss Fife?
Yes, you gave me an orchard 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
I told you I was coming back for another. Have you got it?
Oh, yes, I got it. Mrs. Mary Fife, 94. What do you call these things she's wearing? I don't play badminton. Huh? Shuttlecocks, yes, that's what they are.
Oh, well, some people call them birds.
Well, birds,
but they don't fly, they stay put.
Yeah. Oh, and I play them, they do. They don't fly. Tell me, where did you get these, Mrs. DeFive?
Well, I don't really want to say yet. You see, it's the very latest thing in hats. It's the coming spring style.
Yes.
And I'm just... well, kind of advertising it, you know.
Yes,
and I don't want to make a run on the moon, you know.
Well, no.
No.
But
no, I'm...
Is this fellow in relation to you?
Not at all.
Well, how did you get these badminton shuttlecocks? I mean, where do they come from? Don't tell me you play shuttlecocks.
No.
I wouldn't have been surprised if you'd come in here with a 16th green of the Riviera Country Club on your head.
I can keep things.
Oh,
I can
sure.
Keep the secrets, mm-hmm. And I'd rather not tell you
all
just
right.
Where I go.
All right, Miss Fife.
Yes,
when were you 94, Miss Fife?
In the 19th of this month.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And you were here about 3 years ago, you said?
I was here the 25th of March. I think 1944.
So. 1944.
And I told you then that But I was coming back and to get an orchid ready, and I heard your orchid.
Yes.
And I come to that orchid.
All right.
And I'm with this hat. As I told you, it's a coming spring start.
Yes, yes.
And I'm advertising the badminton club
mm-hmm.
that, yes, that meets here next April in this city. April.
Look, you don't play badminton, too, do you, Miss Clark?
No. I'm perfectly honest. I'm honest
That's
about
a pretty
everything.
Strenuous game.
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I never saw it.
I always thought about that.
I never saw it.
Oh, you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
You're just working for the company.
I just read about it. Yes. Well, there's a really nice young man.
A nice young man?
Yes, friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Well, now, you told me you weren't going to say anything about it, so don't. Don't give him away.
I wouldn't give him away. No. He's too valuable.
Did you have any children yourself, Miss Fine?
No, ma'am.
No. No, ma'am.
Well, you don't strike me as a full-grown man, hardly.
I'm not a full-grown man.
You don't strike me.
As a full-grown man.
Yes. So that I said man.
Huh?
So that's the way I need to say.
Well, that's very nice. Very nice. Now, tell us some more about you. Where were you from, born originally?
I was born in Indiana.
You have to be born originally. I mean, well, born in Indiana.
I was born in Indiana. I'm not sure. I think I was born in a log cabin.
In a log
but,
cabin.
But I'm not sure about it. But I don't remember it distinctly, but I know I was there.
Yes, you were.
Long before there was an Indiana, you know, it's a long time
well,
look, ago.
That was territory in those days, Indiana territory.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And both my grandfathers came from the South
mm-hmm.
and settled on land in Indiana, got them a farm
yes.
in Indianapolis, right
yes.
where the city's located.
Mm-hmm. Right
and
there.
And one of them didn't like it very well, and he moved away. The other one stayed there mm-hmm. until after I was born.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in California, Miss Fife?
Well, I came to stay a year.
Yes.
And long before the year was up. Well, for the first 4 or 5 months, I almost died of homesickness.
Yes. You want to get back to Indiana?
I was just so haunted. Yes. Then after that, I began to like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed on and on 61 years.
61 years. That loud and vociferous applause comes from the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Good-looking young fellas. You know,
there are an awfully lot of good-looking young fellas in here,
yes.
Yes,
there is. Mm-hmm.
Well, but what about me?
Oh,
yes. You don't have to answer that. That's
if I ever meet you outside, I'll tell you what.
All right, Miss Fife.
But not in here.
Well, Miss Fife, here's your second orchid. They are beautiful.
That's a real jumbo. Oh, but that's a beauty.
Well, I want you to accept that. With the compliments of the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
I
and also the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood.
Yes.
You take it, Mrs. Fife.
I can't thank them personally, but you were pleased to say that I'm much obliged.
Much obliged, yes.
Much obliged.
You've had another orchid. You got your kiss when you had the other orchid.
Oh, I got two.
You got two kisses.
Yes, I got
well,
two.
Then we
so
don't
I get any. Along without any of this stuff.
Yeah. Yourself.
I'll behave myself just as I can under the circumstances.
All right, Miss Fife. Incidentally, we're sending orchids to Mrs. Wilhelma, Lutke of Mayville, Wisconsin, and Mrs. Ellen Murray of Sacramento. They're celebrating their 100th birthdays today. But now I'm afraid we're going to have to get off this network real fast. We have so many awards. Once more, fellas, thank you a lot for that. Whatever it was you gave me. And that putter, I appreciate it a great deal. And wish you all the best of luck and all that sort of thing. But right now, out with your songs and sing it, will you, boys? And you, too, out there along the network, join us. Here it is.
And that is our Hollywood breakfast. We've had a most wonderful time. We hope you like
just to say good luck to our nation of Americans all over the world. Till tomorrow, then.
John Dolan's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Now, stay tuned for Kellogg's Home Edition and the most of these same stations immediately following the next announcement. Stay tuned for Kellogg's Home Edition and the most of these same stations immediately following the next announcement.